This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When will it end? I mean, that's a question that you might ask yourself when you're contemplating life and death. You know, like, when is it going to end? What's going to happen to me? How will I die? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to be morbid, but I'm just saying we do think about it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized. He fell earlier this week while he was visiting Howard University to advocate on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. Now, Howard University, black school. And Jesse Jackson is now bottom feeding, where he's actually attacking black people about the living situations of other black people. A little late, considering Jesse should have been attacking black leaders in cities about the living conditions of black people in cities. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, one of America's preeminent race pimps. I don't know how old Jackson is, but he's up there. And he fell to the point of being hospitalized, which means he's probably not doing well. By the way, Jesse Jackson's wife, she's in the hospital with COVID. What is he, 80? You looked it up? Okay, my producer says Jesse Jackson is 80 years old. He's 2 years older than Joe Biden, who is well past his expiration date as well. So he took a spill, hit his head while entering a building on the D.C. campus of Howard University. Howard University hospitals where they took him. They kept him overnight, CT scan, etc. But here's what it made me think about. When are these old relics going to die? They hang around like a hair on a biscuit. I'm talking Nancy Pelosi. I'm talking Chuck Schumer. This is the power. And let me tell you, here's the bad news for Democrats. These people have this power, and they don't want to let it go. They don't have a training ground. So what's going to happen to them? What happens when the Democrats no longer have these stalwarts of just absolute, what's the word I'm looking for? These people have done so much damage to America because they've got this strong grip on power, and they're not wielding it for the benefit of their people. They are drunk on their own power, and they aren't even passing it down. Now, there are people slowly sort of trying to take it. They recognize it. No matter how many times you have your face lifted or your breast lifted or your butt done or whatever for Pelosi, she's still like 113 or something. She's going to die. And I'm telling you, you know, look, I don't wish death on anybody, not even these bone dead, scandalous, scurrilous leftists. But they're going to die. I'm not going to lose a moment's sleep when they do. I'm not going to feel bad at all. I'm going to speak for a lot of Americans when I say this. They don't care if Jesse Jackson's gone. He will not be missed. Now, the left is going to make a big deal. Oh, civil rights icon is gone. There's going to be tributes to the man, undeservedly, because he should just go. Maxine Waters, she's another one. Just go. Jim Clyburn, just go. Many members of the Congressional Black Circus. They got rid of, forget his name, I think he was out of Virginia. They got rid of him, curly, very wavy hair guy. Probably wasn't even black. I mean, mostly black. He was mostly white. I can't think of his name. But he got caught up in some scandals with accused of sexual harassment. Go! Pull an Al Franken and just go. So he was going to attend a meeting, Jesse Jackson was, with Howard's president, Wayne Fredericks, and the students. to protest these campus living conditions, and I don't know what they are, but here's what I will tell you. Whatever the campus living conditions are, you can bet there are people living far worse in this country, and the reason why is because of Democrats. What, are they not getting enough high-speed cable there? What is their beef? What do you think their beef is at Howard? I haven't looked up the story. I'm gonna ask my audience, honestly, I don't know. Is it squalor? Are they living like peasants? Do they not have running water? Are they having to go like Africans and you know, West Indies women and go get their water in a big bucket and bring it back to the village? I don't think so. What are the living conditions? College, when I was there, it was these dorm rooms are super small. You ever been in a college dorm room? I don't know if they are on most campuses, but at SMU, they were little. And, you know, one side of the room for you, I'm going to say maybe 500 square feet. They're small. You got a little place for cubbies for books, and you got a little desk there for yourself to study. But it's little. And I don't know how the beds were. I didn't stay on campus, but I can't imagine they were, you know, comfortable, but they weren't like sleeping on hospital beds. That's just the condition. That's part of the growth, you know, the coming of age of college is, you know, you go there and you got your roommate, you know, whatever, you put the sock on the door, the whole thing. I didn't go through it. I was off campus. But it is what it is. But Jesse's got to be there because nobody wants him. BLM's got a whole new set of leaders. I mean, think about these old relics, these old race-pimping civil rights relics that are trying to still live on the muscle memory. Jesse Jackson is at Howard. He's not at Harvard saying the conditions for black people at Harvard are terrible. They're terrible. Are we all here to make sure that these conditions change? He's at Howard. Talking to black people, Wayne Frederick and students. Okay, now listen, black people, you have got to treat black people with some respect around here. Well, these are black people. And they're going, but Jesse, quick question. We're black too. I can't even imagine what this is about. His daughter, Santita, said he's resting comfortably and doing well. We won't know. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with Jesse Jackson. But I do know this. We will be better off as a nation when these relics have left. I don't wish them bad. I don't wish them gone. I don't. But I want to be very clear. When they're gone, we will improve. We got a lot more to talk about. Joe Biden in particular. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. blessing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
John Gruden is considering suing the NFL. I talked earlier, well, the other day, about a guy. He got a $10 million settlement. White dude. Discrimination. They fired him because he's white. Or so he believes. Novant Health Systems, I believe. I don't remember the guy's name. But he was fired because of diversity. They were like, no, we got to bring in more white, I mean, more blacks or Hispanics or, you know, Pacific Islanders or who knows. And apparently he was very good at his job, but it didn't matter. And he was a woke guy who said, let's get more diversity in the company, until it impacted him. And I hit upon the idea that everybody who is part of woke culture on the white, non-black side, non-minority side, the minute they open their mouths, they should have to give up whatever position they have. Treat them like they're unvaccinated. They got to give it up. If you are working as a nurse, you got to give your nursing position to somebody else. And don't go be a nurse. You got to change careers. Don't go somewhere else, because wherever you go, we're going to track you. What do they call it when they track the people for the various diseases? Contact tracing. We contact trace them. So wherever they go, they got to give up their wokeness, you know, give up their privilege. And that would end it. I tell you what, how about we do this? How about we make fun of the idea that all these people who are so woke, they don't give a, when a white person in Hollywood gets a part, they should be required by law to phone a black person and say, would you rather have this role? Robert De Niro should have to do this. I've got offered him a movie role for $15 million. Kevin, would you like to do this role? See, that would shut them up. How about we ridicule the hypocrites? I don't think Stephen Colbert or any of these late night clowns for the left are ever going to ridicule the real hypocrites. Stephen Colbert is not giving his job up to let a black dude or a Hispanic woman take over his job. Neither is Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel. They just come on and complain, oh my God, the poor black people. Give up your job. There's some funny black people. What's that black chick? Oh, I don't know her name. She was in Ghostbusters. Let her be the host of one of these shows. I'm sure she would love that gig. So Gruden's going to sue the NFL. Considering it, I should say. His legal options against the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell over the leaked emails. And those leaked emails resulted in him resigning in disgrace. And here's what the article says. Though Goodell and the league have maintained that they were not responsible for leaking the emails in which Gruden used racist, homophobic, and misogynistic language, which for the record, Gruden didn't do anything that 99% of men haven't said and 99% of women haven't thought and or said. Raiders owner Mark Davis called for a written report of the Washington football team investigation that produced the emails. Goodell said last week no such report would be produced. So, in the woke version of the NFL, they will accuse people of things, they will leak information, they will do things that further the cause of the Kaepernicks of the world, but they won't condemn themselves. They won't tell you, here's what happened, here's how it... That, by the way, I would love to see Goodell's emails. I'd love for somebody to trace back 20 years of this guy and what he said about men, about women, about gays, black people. Some lawyers, per CBS Sports, have said Gruden could have a tortious interference case. I don't know anything about the law in that respect. But they said tortious interference. His claim in such a case would be that the league influenced his resignation with private emails sent while he was not employed, leaking them at a time to do as much damage as possible. Let me tell you, people, especially white folks listening to me right now, I hope this white boy wins. I hope he wins. Because, see, what's good for the goose has to be good for the gander. I want him to win the flowers need the rain, because let me tell you, it's going to take something like this to put a stop to the nonsense. Leftists do not quit. Hear me now. Leftists do not quit. They will not stop. They're like Terminators. They will, Sarah Connor, come with me. Remember when she bites Reese and he goes, don't bite me. He goes, I bleed. Unlike the Terminator, I bleed. And he says, listen to me. This thing is going to hunt you down. It's not going to stop. It will not stop until it kills you. The left are Terminators. How much proof do you need, Weinstein? How much proof do you need, Epstein? They are Terminators. When they come after you, they come after you with everything they have. You want to know why we don't get stuff accomplished? Because we are not that ruthless. We don't have enough sin eaters. Even when you find the conservative movement. It is difficult for us to find people that are willing to do the level of dirty work it takes to compete against the left, because they have no moral core. They have no ethics. They will do anything. They, you say, I'm going to blow up your kid if you don't bring that $1 million you stole back. They're like, oh, shit, I didn't like that kid anyway. Blow him up. I don't even know if he's mine. They don't care. Whoa, man, I'm just telling you. So Gruden needs to win. And you know what? He doesn't need the money. The guy's done really well. But he had a massive contract, and they leaked these emails, and he's forced to resign. What's this guy? I mean, look, he was a commenter. He's no longer going to be a sports commentator. The good news is colleges are having discussions with him as being a coach. I find that difficult to believe, that after everything that he supposedly said, that a college would even talk to him. But according to sources, he's not interested. Why would he want to be a college coach when he can be a pro coach? Not interested. And I don't blame him. I hope he gets a fat enough settlement. I hope this is black man shot by white cop kind of money, that he gets a enough to live on for a long time. And you know what I hope he does? I hope he founds a foundation. He starts a foundation that then says, hey, if you have a case like mine where somebody forced you into doing something that impacted your job, you come to me and we'll take care of it. I want you to understand this, people. It is so difficult for a person to worry about losing their job because they have an opinion, because they speak their mind, because it isn't politically correct talk of the day. You don't even know whether it's something you said 10 years ago. What's going to be the new thing? I want to see people feel protected again. And you'll know it when they start speaking their minds. I got to tell you, as a person who speaks his mind, it is absolutely refreshing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House COVID response team is cheering final approval of Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11. During a briefing, COVID coordinator Jeff Zients calling it a landmark moment in the Biden administration's vaccination campaign. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying more than 28 million American kids are now eligible for the shots. Regarding hesitant parents, she tells ABC's Good Morning America,
go talk to your pediatrician, your trusted healthcare provider, your pharmacist, and get the information that you need as we start scaling up vaccine across this country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats will add a paid leave measure to the party's education, health care, and climate package, pushing to revive a provision that had fallen out of the $1.85 trillion legislation. USA Radio News. Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with the new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The national vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there. And I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
On Friday, a parade will honor the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. The Braves beating the Houston Astros Tuesday night in Game 6 to capture their first World Series title since 1995. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talked earlier about these old school Democrats and their time is ending. It's coming. I don't wish death on anybody, but we're all going to die. And I don't feel, I don't want to dance on anybody's grave, but I'm going to tell you right now, I won't miss a lot of people. And we're about to see a mass extinction coming. And it will be America will be better for it. That is a fact. And here's the thing. I know many of you don't want to say this. You feel like, you know, it's a tough thing to be able to talk about this without it seeming heartless or whatever. But it isn't about heart. It's life and death, folks. This is this is it. And people have to understand it and find it precious that the time you get on this earth and what it's spent doing has to have meaning. See, you believe that. You believe it. You know there is a higher purpose to your being at this part. But when you go to that next thing, it's okay. I swear, if I didn't have that feeling, I would walk through life very scared. I got to tell you, it wasn't like I grew up very religious. I say that. My grandparents took me to church every Sunday. I sweated through that 3-hour Baptist church. Little bitty church in Brady, Texas, and others, and kept my religion throughout the years, even though the Democrats tried to steal it from me, you know, and tell me it was worthless, etc., and, you know, make me not be a believer. But I'm going to tell you, the thing that gives me peace, that's the word I'm looking for, peace, is that I know there's more. And I know it sounds corny, especially to leftists, because how do you know it's more? And I've already proven it. I know it's more. It's in my book, The Big Black Lie, available only electronically. But I tell you, I give you proof of God. Proof. Undeniable proof. Only person that I've talked to, many theologians. I brought this up with Justice Thomas, and he goes, man, that is deep, Kev. Because it is. Anyway, I have deep conversations with God and with myself. And I used to think I didn't have anything to give to the world. And I do. I didn't think I had any original thoughts. I have so many original thoughts now. It's ridiculous. I know I no longer feel that way. I used to wonder if I could sit in front of an audience of learned people and really be able to say I can hold my own. I have zero fear of it. Because it's not about me putting these words in me. I get divine intervention. And when I tell you that, half the time I say stuff and I don't even know what I said. I just go, boom. And it isn't like a Joe Biden where I don't know what I said. As the words are coming out of my mouth, they're forming in a way that I get it. But I don't know what I've said until afterwards. And I don't realize how profound the statement was until somebody says, Kevin, you touched me. You made me rethink this or that. And I go, whoa, really? What did I say? Anyway, Jesse Jackson, as I mentioned earlier, was in the hospital. He fell at Howard University, 80 years old, according to my producers. He's up there. 2 years older than Biden. And by the way, Biden, if they showed Biden, Jesse Jackson walks around with medical teams and, you know, almost ready to collapse. He's got one foot on the grave and another on a banana peel. And so does Joe Biden. But they don't want to show that. They want to make him out to be some kind of FDR. In a time when we have massive media, they still film him at angles. They put his makeup on. They don't let you hear certain things. He says, I can only do certain interviews, certain ask certain people questions. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have Mr. Magoo who's leading this nation, and there's nobody who believes he's leading it. Nobody. Not even a Democrat. People, ask a Democrat. Do you think Biden really won the election? If they're being truthful, they say no. Do you think he's really the president? If they're being truthful, they say no. So Jesse Jackson, along with falling for no reason, I've fallen and I can't get up because he's 80 years old and he's lost it. Oh, I don't know if you know this. He had Wu flu, got the vaccine, got Wu flu again. And at 80 years old and suffering from Parkinson's, for which he's been hospitalized twice this year, he still survived the dreaded Wu flu. Anyway, for those of you who wonder when it was, in August, he was admitted to the hospital for a, quote, breakthrough COVID-19 infection. Because he got it again after being vaccinated. He had gallbladder surgery earlier this year. The dude is falling apart because the body is going to fall apart. Jesse thinks he's going to meet his maker, but there are people that may disagree. Because Jesse Jackson has done more damage to the black community than most people. Lots of damage. He's lived a double life. Lying to people about stuff. So he's not the only one, though. Jesse Jackson's 80 years old. Maxine Waters, getting close. All these people. Pelosi, Schumer, many others. Mitch McConnell. I don't know how old he is, that relic of a Republican. The new guard's going to be coming in. And the question is, who will it be? Let me tell you, we're so lucky right now. Donald Trump's got his eye on the ball. He's supporting these up-and-comers. And you have to be vigilant. You have to be really looking at who you want as a candidate. Don't get snowed by the likes of, what's it, the dude with the patch, the Navy SEAL guy, Dan somebody out of Texas. Don't be snowed by these left-leaning, these centrist Republicans that want to convince you that they've got a new twist on it. I can see his face. I can't remember his name. Met him in D.C. I thought the dude was a stud. SEAL, you know, gets hurt in combat, takes over for Ted Poe, and he's a rhino. Don't be fooled by him. Get the real deal. Biden, 78 years old, brain damaged, demented, liar, has been. Even when he wasn't brain damaged, he was a pathological liar. He continues to be. He believes that he and Jesse Jackson probably worked together in changing the civil rights for black people. Joe Biden doesn't know how black people get along without him. You ain't black! You know, he doesn't get it. He's an anachronism. He's lost in time, stuck in the 1950s, 1960s. Still marginalizing blacks, still marginalizing women. And he's getting his marching orders from people who, they don't care about the destruction of Biden. They don't care about his legacy. In many cases, I don't even think they care about the destruction of the Democratic Party. I think they believe they've gone so far, they can do whatever they want. I know I didn't cover the election, and I should have. I want to cover this. My producers are like, man, we got to cover the election in Virginia. Whatever. I'll get to it. Twitter users are accusing the demented Joe Biden of being asleep during opening session at the COP26. They call it the COP26 Climate Conference. Here's the clip.
Trump slams Biden for appearing to fall asleep during climate summit speeches in Glasgow. Former President Donald Trump accused President Joe Biden of not caring about the global warming hoax after a video appeared to show the president nodding off during a United Nations climate change summit on Monday. Trump issued a statement blasting Biden shortly after video emerged that appeared to show the president closing his eyes for a total of around 30 seconds while watching the summit, also known as COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland. The former president insisted that Biden fell asleep because he could not bear to hear more about global warming. Trump also took the opportunity to mention a series of other grievances that he has claimed are hoaxes. Even Biden couldn't stand hearing so much about the global warming hoax, the seventh biggest hoax in America, followed closely behind by the 2020 presidential election scam, Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and, of course, the no collusion finding of the Mueller report. Trump said, Biden went to Europe saying global warming is his highest priority and then promptly fell asleep for all the world to see at the conference itself, he added. Nobody that has true enthusiasm and belief in a subject will ever fall asleep. In video recorded at the conference, Biden can be seen sitting in the audience and clearly closing his eyes for 7 seconds before opening them briefly and closing them again. His eyes stay closed for another 22 seconds and open again when a staffer approaches him and appears to speak. It is not clear whether he actually fell asleep at any point.
Joe Biden's got to get his naps in when he can, boy. Because if he doesn't, when his brain isn't functioning, you know, you've been tired, right? I'm sure you've been tired in your life. And when you're super tired, your brain doesn't function right. You kind of rule. I've done it in radio. I've been tired doing the show. And I'll go, what did I just say? But you've done this. You've been working and you finally go, oh, I got to put it away. That's Joe Biden's life. Joe Biden has to recharge his battery so often that he's got to take naps where he can. Because if he doesn't, he's liable to say something stupid. But here's the bad part. Even when he doesn't, I mean, when he does take a nap, he still says something stupid and the Democrats know it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats had their year in 2020, the year of looking back, you know. Hindsight, as they say, is 2020. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm making a prediction. I believe in 2022, the Democrats are going to lose quite a bit of their power base. They're going to lose race pimps. They're going to use race pimp enablers. They're going to lose people who targeted Trump. They're going to lose people in the clandestine agencies. Their ability to hold on to power is going to falter. Now, here's bad news for conservatives. If you're believing of the Bible, you know all this has to happen. I'm not talking about the bad news of them, these people dying. But the bad news of everything that you're seeing, the crazy world that you live in, it has to get bad before it gets really good. God is good. He will be back. And I'm going to leave it to you and your religion, your pastor and all that to figure out where you want to be when all of this happens. But as it sits right now, understand this. This is not going to end. The only thing you can do, you can push it off. You can push them so far out. You can make it so bad on them that it gets rougher and rougher for them to put in all their devious nature, for them to showcase that devious nature all the time. But I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, it is not going to stop. Think about how bad it is right now, in this moment. Everything that's going on. What the Democrats have done to shoot themselves in the foot. And they keep doing it. It isn't like they do it once and they say, oh my goodness, the gun was loaded. Take it out of the chamber. Nope, there's still a bullet in the chamber and they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. And the leftist media is going to help them. These various justices, we think we've won over the Department of Justice system. It isn't going to help. These clandestine agencies are going to help. Worldwide governments are going to collude together to try to make you look stupid and them look smart. They want to demoralize you to such a point where you don't even know, what's legitimately happened. You feel like you're schizophrenic. You have to. Because, I hate to say this to you, but I'm going to tell you the truth about yourselves. Many of you buy into what they're saying. Kevin, I know you're not disagreeing on this vaccination, but come on, man, it is for the greater good. I'll let you discern whether you really believe that or not, but a vaccine for this disease is not for the greater good. Not forcing it any more than it would be for the flu vaccine. It's not for the greater good. Many of you go, well, Kevin, I think I understand. We've had a long time to learn about white history. It seems like we should be learning a little bit more about black history or whatever. It's American history. And here's a dirty little secret. You can learn whatever you want about history. If you want to learn black history, go learn. You want to learn Latino history? Google it. You want to learn Asian history as it pertains to America? Google it. You have the world on a string. You probably have that phone within 3 feet of you right now. You have every bit of information you want to learn about black folks. If you want to learn, let me give you a little hint. The phone that I'm holding in my hand right now in this studio that has all the information about black people dating back to when my family were slaves on two different plantations. And I'm going to tell you how many black folks are going to Google it as I speak about it right now. Oh, 15. They don't care. If you care about your past, go learn about it. Oh, who cares? It needs to be taught in schools. Why? Please explain. I just told you. Let me ask you this. Let me put it to you this way. Is there anything you want to learn? Have you heard something in the last few days? Maybe it's a recipe. Maybe you want to learn how to get somewhere. Maybe you want to know a little bit more about your state or some, flora. You want to learn about, or you want to learn about the planets. I don't know what you want to learn. I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you Googled it. I bet you didn't go, man, I wonder if they got a class in community college that will teach me about this. I wonder if they got a class in community college that will teach me how to be a plumber. If you want to fix something in your pipes at home, you know what you do? You get on YouTube. But the school, we need more money. We need more money. Why? So people can continue to go on YouTube to look at a thing on how to bake this or how to do this? Really? Okay, then. There was a poll that was released. 44% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents want a Democratic nominee other than Biden for the White House in 2024. Just so we're clear, hey, Democrats, don't worry. You're not going to have Biden in 2024. Biden is so far gone, he'll be lucky to get through 2022. You won't have him. And see, that is a major problem for the Democrats. I know it, I found myself saying it, and I'm almost throwing up a little bit. They got a bonehead, brain-dead moron in the White House, and they don't even have a succession plan. Who can follow Captain Demento? You know your party has problems when you can't follow that clown. Ask Republicans who can follow Trump. Oh, you'll get some names. Well, I like DeSantis. I mean, he's a good governor. I like DeSantis. Yeah, he's the first name you're going to get. There are people that will go, man, I like Ted Cruz. I mean, he's a bit of a hothead, but I like Ted Cruz. There are people that will go, Mike Lee, maybe, or some of them even want Trump's former VP. I would want him, but okay. He's being mentioned. Some people want Nikki Haley. I can't even think of Trump's VP. I don't know if it's brain fog or I just don't want to. I can see his face. Mike Pence, I know. But I could see his face. I couldn't think of his name. That's how much of a non-issue he is to me. Let me tell you the only way we will be looking at a different candidate in 2024 is if Donald Trump says, I no longer want it. Now, I got a buddy. He says, Kev, I got a friend that's friends with the Trump family. So do I. His name is Trump. But anyway, he says, well, I heard that Melania just doesn't want it. She just doesn't want to be bothered. It was a big, you know, it was big responsibility. I'm like, I said to him, look, Melania's married to a billionaire. She had a taste of it. They treated her like crap. But let me tell you, if she needs to do it again, if her husband says we're going to do this again, honey, she'll follow. She'll do it. I know she will. I don't even second guess it. But anyway, let's say Trump doesn't run. Are you okay with DeSantis? I bet you most people would tell you, yeah, I actually am. I like the guy. Maybe you're still in Rand Paul. I don't know who it'll be, but here's what I can tell you. There'll be a decent number of candidates, and may the best man win. Or woman. The poll showed 44% of Americans approve of Joe Biden, of what Joe Biden's doing, his job as president. 49% disapprove. Numbers were compared to 45% approve, 46% disapprove in this particular group's October poll. Now, we went over some polling the other day. Was it yesterday? It was far worse than this. I don't even believe it. I know for a fact this poll is not. This is NPR, PBS, NewsHour, and Marist College. Lefties. When surveyed, they were asked the same question about former President Trump. 50% of Republicans and GOP leading independents said Trump ticket has the best chance of recapturing the president. 35% wants someone else. 14% unsure. So let me tell you what that means. Trump, 64% want him to run again. 35% will jump on immediately if he declares that he's going to do it. They will. So, yet again, Trump mania continues. I believe if Trump is successful with his social media site, it will be the biggest game changer in the political mainstream. I hope he does. I hope he. And by the way, we were contemplating building a new site. My team was on it. It would ruin our plans potentially. We may still move forward with it. It depends on how Trump performs. But if he's running his own social media site, this guy's going to be worth more than Elon Musk in less than a year. And he will say the heck with Facebook and Twitter. He will put more money into his own campaign and into campaigns of other people. I mean, it is such a deal breaker for the Democrats. You don't want to know. And I did a show on it. I hope you go back and listen to the podcast. But right now, Biden in big trouble. 44% don't want him to run. 44. I bet you if you look at the number of the unsures, not sure if Biden should run, I bet you that number is probably close to 20%, and you can throw them in the please don't run category. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.